Somebody, please!
Sweetie, what did you get yourself into?
Like hell it is! Look at her! She is definitely not okay!
No kidding! Beating on me ain't gonna change anything, none.
Don't! I heard yelling! Sweet Lord in heaven, no.
What did you do?
Me?
I found her, Miss Lefebvre. He just got here.
I saw you last night, Jason Stackhouse. I heard y'all fighting, then she took a shot at you and you ran off, and now she's dead.
Jason?
Yeah, we had a fight. But I came here to apologize.
She fired a gun at you and you come back to apologize?
Look, I didn't do this. You gotta believe me.
Well, I'm calling the police.
Well, call them! I had nothing to do with this.
So pretty.
Well, maybe it was just her time.
Ah, she was only 23 years old. Ain't no 23-year-old in the world whose time has come.
Hey, y'all, what I miss?
Dawn's dead, Mama.
I know. What a shame. Who they got in there?
Jason and Sookie Stackhouse. She found the body, but it sounds like they think he might have done it.
Well, he didn't.
Then who did?
I don't know.
Probably the same person that killed my dad.
I'll tell you one thing, man. We're too small a town to be losing girls one after the other like this. Whoever it is, I hope they're proud of fuck.
Renee.
Pardon my language, Miss Maxine.
No need to apologize, Renee. We're all excited. To be a fly on the wall in that apartment right now.
Now, I realize you've been through a lot. And you're scared. But I need you to try and remember when you got here. Was the door open or just unlocked?
Open, I think.
It pisses me off the way she keeps calling me Andy. I'm here, calls Bud Sheriff. I dare to call me Detective, goddammit. When am I gonna get some respect for that? I'm a detective and a velvet loose.
That a fine pair of perfect natural breasts. I laid down money that they were fake. Well done, God. Now and then, not so well done. Let her die like you wish.
Fuck. Fuck am I going to do? I already got out of this once. No way you're going to let me walk again. And I'm too damn pretty to go to prison.
Something.
Sorry, what was the question?
Is that the exact position you found her in?
Well, I covered her up with a sheet, but I don't think I touched her.
I wish you hadn't have done that.
Well, next time I find a friend of mine dead, I'll try to remember that.
Oh, I keep waiting for this heat to break, but it won't. Oh, it's stubborn this summer we're having.
Oh, I know. I feel like a cat on a hot tin roof. That's gonna play.
Well, I sure could use a beer right now, me. Y'all want some?
Yeah, if you're gonna get one.
Honey, bring me one, would you?
Renee, while you're in there, would you mind rustling up a bucket of ice? Oh, and some of those nice plastic cups we got at the Super Save a Bunch last weekend.
Yeah.
And maybe some of those paper doilies, too.
Oh, Lord, woman, what's with you and them doilies? The doilies are to protect the table. We're outside.
They might want to put them down on the car or something. Just bring the doilies, please.
Fine.
If all our conversations end with them saying fine, why do they bother putting up a fight?
So this fight you heard Don and Jason having, were you able to make any of it out?
Just the tail end, right before the gunshot. He called her a very bad word.
Uh-huh. And what was that word?
Well, it starts with a B.
I see. Okay. That'll be all. Thank you, Miss Lefebvre.
Oh, you're welcome, Andy, dear.
In the car, can you at least turn on the AC?
I know you can hear me.
Hear me yelling? Car's hotter than hell.
Shut up.
Thank you, Sipkin. We'll be in touch.
Bud, let's roll before I'm melting here.
Stop. Mama, I don't need any sunblock.
Oh, please, Hoyt, if anyone needs sunblock, it's you. Your skin's whiter than Desitin.
Mama, I'm gonna move out. I swear it, I will.
No, you won't. Now get down so I can get your neck.
Came as soon as I heard. I'm sorry you had to be the one to find her.
It was going to be somebody, right?
I guess. You know what I tell you, Sip? Sometimes I don't even recognize this world we're living in. And God damn it.
Be careful now. God didn't do this.
You think maybe I should shut down the bar for the day?
All that'll do is deny people a good stiff drink on the day they could use the most.
Yeah.
I know it's supposed to be my day off and all, but the last thing I need right now is time alone with my thoughts.
All right, then. Well, open.
Maybe late, though. I gotta swing by home and tell Gran what's going on.
Oh, it's bon ton. She already knows.
Still, with Jason and everything.
Excuse me, are you Mr. Merlot?
Yes, Detective in charge tells me you're the landlord.
That's right.
We need to get in the victim's storage unit, but we don't have a key. If you could find one, it'd be a big help right about now.
Miss, could you please let us by?
Hey, Sucky. Neil Jones, Neil Prentice. He's from Kentucky.
Hi.
Lift, kid. Come on, lift. You know that's too careful. Ain't gonna hurt her.
So you had a fight. She took a shot at you with a gun, and you just left? Didn't see her again till you showed up with booze and flowers and found her dead this morning?
That's my story, and it ain't gonna change.
Except it just did change. You just admitted you're the one who found her, not Sookie.
No, I didn't. Well, you're trying to trick me. It don't count if I get tricked. Does it?
Make you hot, Jason. Killing girls and sticking it to them.
No.
See, I think it does. I think it turns you on.
It sounds to me like it turns you on.
Tell me, is that how you do it? Kill them, then fuck them? Or do you fuck them and then kill them? Or I know. You strangle them as you're fucking them, don't you, you sick fuck? How many other women you done this to besides Dawn and Maudette?
Maudette? I didn't... I gotta use the bathroom.
Man's gotta pee, Andy.
You shouldn't have laughed.
What are you talking about?
When he came back at me with that crack about me being the one getting turned on, you shouldn't have laughed.
I guess it just struck me as funny because you were working so hard on him, and I don't think he did.
Bud, we got two dead girls, and this dumb fuck admits to sleeping with both of them within hours before they were killed.
Yeah, and both our dead girls got bit by vampires, too. As far as I can tell, Stackhouse don't have fangs.
I'll be out in a minute.
Dearborn, Andy, I hear you guys brought Jason in.
So?
You charging him with anything?
Not yet.
That's no. Answer questions.
I assume he's improperly Mirandized then. Please tell me you informed him he has a right to have an attorney present.
Maybe. Doesn't matter, though, because he's got you here now.
Is that funny because I'm a woman or because I'm a black woman?
I thought it was funny, you know, just because you can talk like a lawyer, but you ain't one.
How you know all this, anyway? You've been taking night classes?
School is just for white people looking for other white people to read to them. I figure I save my money and read to myself.
Tara.
I'm getting you out of here.
Like hell you are.
You charging him with anything?
She's right. We can't hold him.
You can't even say where he was last night. At least he could have done it to make some shit up.
I told you where I was. I was home alone. Sleeping.
You never sleep alone, Stackhouse, and you know it.
Guys, he was with me.
What's this now?
If y'all were together last night, how come he don't seem to know it?
Because I asked him not to tell anybody about us, and he's just surprised to hear me being the one blabbing about it. Aren't you, baby?
Yeah.
you buying this?
People think just because we got vampires out in the open, now race isn't the issue no more. But you ever see the way folks look at mixed couples in this town? Race may not be the hot button issue it once was, but it's still a button you can push on people.
Would you be willing to go on record with this?
Yes.
Understanding you're lying, you'd be guilty.
Perjury. I know. You got a Bible, I'll swear on it right here. Jason and I were together last night, and it was a beautiful thing.
Okay. You're free to go.
Jesus.
Come on, baby, let's take you home.
Okay, baby.
Hey, Gran.
I heard.
About Jason, too?
He didn't do it, you know.
I know.
Jason may be many things, but he is not a murderer.
I know.
The thing is, though, Sookie, in all the years that I've lived in Bone Tomp, I can't recall but 2, maybe 3 murders, and now there are 2 in 1 week. People are not going to stand for it. And if the police can't find the person who did it, they're going to find Jason. He needs your help.
Gran, how am I supposed to...
Use the gift God gave you. Listen in on people. Keep your ears open. You're bound to hear something.
It's got nothing to do with my ears.
Whatever it is you use to listen, use it. He is your brother, Sookie.
Okay.
Girl.
Sex with her or not seems like a waste. If he didn't, she sure was pretty. Never even looked at me.
Get that letter in Cosmo out of my head. How much better could an orgasm with a vampire be? I wonder. Is it that much better?
Well, this is where I'm coming to. Dead thoughts, niggers, and regular folk all living together. If God wanted it like this, he'd have made us look the same. It ain't good. Maybe these really are the end times.
I don't know what everybody's so upset about. If you ask me, these whores had it coming, hanging out in vampire bars like they did. That ain't natural, and it ain't safe, and ain't
nothing. Is he sad that girl is dead? I wonder if y'all were friends. If you were, that means you're probably next. The fucking fangbangers are crazy. Every last one of you want, just like those women who write love letters to serial killers in prison.
Hey, I have a ranch dressing with these fries.
2 margaritas. That Dawn sure left us high and dry, didn't she? That's not what she meant not to be here. No, but if she didn't spend her nights off at that vamp bar in Shreveport, she still would be. Did I just hear you right, Arlene? You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Oh, please, ain't there even a part of you think she had it coming?
No, not a single part. And I'm taking your ranch. Hey!
You're late.
Sorry, boss.
Hey, listen, we should probably talk. About last night?
Well, about last night.
You're going to make this hard on me, aren't you?
Actually, no, I'm going to make it very, very easy. Nothing happened between us last night. And if anybody asked, you didn't see me at all, okay? I'm telling people I spent the night with Jason.
Jason Stackhouse?
Yes. I was with Jason Stackhouse last night, and if you say different, they're going to haul both our asses into jail.
You lied to the police for him? Shit, Tara. I know you carry a torch for the guy, but... I don't get it. I really don't.
There's more to Jason than me, Si. Deep down, he is a very good person.
Fuck.
tell. I already miss the way her butt used to hang out of the bottom of her shorts.
Lord, I hope that's out of New Jersey. It's what he deserves, and he cries for what he's done. They were trash.
Crying shame is what it is. This place ain't gonna be the same without Dawn. She had the prettiest, nicest smile. Why was I so scared to talk to her? I don't even know what her voice sounded like. I bet it sounded like angels and parakeets mixed together.
Yeah. Like Fortenberry. I just wanted to say thank you.
For what? Okay, all right, then.
Jason, you look me in the eye and you tell me the truth. Did you kill Dawn?
What? No.
Jesus.
Look, when Mo Dad died, I thought I might have done it. And it turned out I didn't. With Dawn, I don't even think I might have done it. So I know I didn't.
You swear?
But the way you're acting seems like you want it to be me.
Sorry, Grant asked me to listen in on folks if I can't clear your name, and sometimes it's hard to...
I gotta stop you, because it sounds like you're revving up for a long one, and I really need to see Lafayette. I'll talk to you later.
What the fuck, Lafayette?
I'm busy. What's your problem?
My problem is my dick. It's been hard since 3 o'clock. Now, something ain't right with that vamp like
you. Will you shut the fuck up?
Sorry.
It's your loud ass. And ain't nothing wrong with the shit I sold you.
What the hell is it?
How much you take?
The whole thing.
You took the whole thing. You a dizzy motherfucker. I said one drop, two max, and you took the whole thing.
Look, I was in the backseat of a cop car. I had it on me, and I panicked, okay? Now, just give me something to make it go away. I don't care what it costs.
Ain't no antidote to V, boyfriend.
When my grandpa was alive, he had gout.
Mm-hmm.
And he said just the weight of a sheet on his big toe was too much to bear. So help me God, that's exactly what this feels like.
Maybe you should try rubbing one out.
Were you listening to me? I got gout of the dick.
What you want?
We have a bottle of O negative, please.
A negative's all we got.
A negative, then. Pretty crowded in here tonight. Something going on?
Sam just bought a case. We got O neg and A neg. Plenty of each.
Fuck him.
I'm giving him A. And don't microwave it, neither. He can have it cold. You are so bad. Are we out of O? Blood is blood. What difference does it make? He prefers O. I'll take it to him if you like. Well, good. He gives me the creeps.
Where are we going?
You know my friend who works here? Dawn? Someone killed her last night.
How?
Say you're sorry.
Excuse me?
You want to learn to fit in with people? You gotta say you're sorry. You don't even have to mean it. Lord knows they don't most of the time.
I am sorry.
Thank you. Anyway, I'm the one who found her. Strangled. Cops think it was my brother.
Was it?
No, he's not capable of it.
I've been around long enough to know just about anyone is capable of just about anything.
He didn't do it. So I've been listening in on people's thoughts, hoping I might hear something to clear him. And apparently there's this vampire bar where Marta and Dawn used to hang out at in Treefort. You know it?
Fantasia.
Fantasia?
You have to remember that most vampires are very old. Puns used to be the highest form of humor.
Well, I was thinking if I went there, I could do some sniffing around. You think maybe you could take me?
How about tonight?
The sooner the better. I just gotta tell Sam I'm leaving and I'm home and change.
Meet you there.
Thank you. Bill, I'm asking you this as a friend, okay? This is not a date.
Fine.
It's not a date. I'm serious.
As am I.
Sam, is it all right if I take the rest of the night off?
Why?
I need to go to that vampire bar in Shreveport so I can snoop around and see if I can clear my brother's name, and Mr. Compton was kind enough to agree to take me.
Mr. Compton. Oh, Jesus. Sookie, you're going to get yourself killed. You know that?
I'll be fine.
Maybe. The fact that you think you'll be fine only proves just how not fine you're going to be. Vampires think about one thing, and one thing only. Drinking your blood.
Oh, like humans aren't bloodthirsty? All those people out there want to see my brother hang for a crime he didn't commit. Is that what you want?
No, I'm not saying don't help your brother.
And frankly, Sam, I'm surprised at you. I thought you were for the Vampire Rights Amendment.
Well, I think they should be able to have their own bars. I just don't think people ought to go there.
Do you want to return to the days of separate but equal?
No, I don't give a shit about equal. We can give more than we got. Just as long as everything's separate.
Well, I'm sorry you feel that way, but I'm going.
Well, I can't stop you.
No, you can't. Penny, for your thoughts?
I thought you liked not knowing what I'm thinking.
Most of the time I do.
You won't care for it.
That doesn't mean I don't want to know.
You look like vampire bait.
What's that supposed to mean?
I promised your grandmother no harm had come to you at Fantasia tonight. I'm not sure I'm going to be able to keep that promise with you dressed like this.
So are you saying you think I look nice?
Doesn't matter what I think. This isn't a date, remember?
This ain't part of my job description, goddammit.
Don't turn around.
I said, don't look at me.
What the hell are you doing?
I think I might have OD'd.
Oh, my God. On what?
V.
You're doing V now?
It was my first time.
Where on earth did you come across V in this town?
Lafayette.
My cousin is dealing vampire blood now. Goddamn it. Well, at least that explains why I walked in on you dancing around in that Laura Bush mask yesterday. Because I got to tell you, without a reason, that was some fucked up shit. All right, let me see it.
Huh?
How long have you had the erection?
Well, how do you know?
I read. You're not the first vain-ass, body-conscious ex-jock to overdo the V and wind up with an acute case of priapism.
Pri what?
Priapism. Now lift the ribeye and let me see what we're dealing with. Oh, Jason, that's...
Yeah, it's bad, ain't it?
Sweet, we gotta get you to a hospital now.
No, no. No hospitals, no
way. You wanna keep your dick or not?
Bill, haven't seen you in a while.
I'm mainstreaming.
Good for you. Who's the doll?
Pam, this is Sucky. Sucky, this is Pam.
Pleased to meet you. Can I see your ID? Oh, sure. How funny. Who'd have thought getting carded at a vampire bar? I can no longer tell human ages. We must be careful we serve no minors in any capacity. 25, huh? How sweet it is. This feels a little bit like what Vampire Bar would look like if it were a ride at Disney World.
Well, don't get too comfortable. It tends to get more authentic as the night wears on. Can I get you something to drink?
Please.
How's it going, Bill?
Very well.
I'll say it is. This your meal for tonight?
This is my friend, Sookie. Sookie, Long Shadow.
Nice to meet you. I'll have a gin and tonic, please.
And I'll have a bottle of O-negative. Long Shadow, Sookie here would like to know if she could ask you a few questions. Would this be acceptable?
I just have a couple of pictures I'd love you to take a look at. Do you recognize either of these women?
Yeah, I've seen them both here before.
Great, thank you. And do you also happen to remember who they hung around with?
That's something we don't notice here. You won't either.
Okay, then. Thank you. I appreciate you taking the time.
This one, she wanted to die.
How do you know?
Everyone who comes here does, in their own way. That's what we are. Death.
So powerful, so beautiful. The closer I step, the more beautiful he gets. You can do this. Just walk up there and offer yourself to him.
How's your drink?
And gin and tonic's pretty much gin and tonic, no matter where you drink it.
I know exactly what you mean.
Who's that?
Oh, you noticed him, did you?
No, it's not like that. I just...
Everyone does. That's Eric. He's the oldest thing in this bar.
Hi. I'm Taryn.
You'll think you're in Disney World?
You say that this has never happened to you before?
No, sir.
No sign of hypertension. Huh. I'm going to ask you a question, son, and I'm going to need you to be honest with me. Have you taken any drugs today?
No. No, that's a negative.
So no marijuana then? How about cocaine? Meth? Vampire blood?
What? Hell, that's sick! I mean, to even suggest that is...
Yeah, you would never do anything like that. Well, all right. Let's have a look. Oh, boy. Sure glad I'm not you. That looks kind of like an eggplant. Look at that color and the way it's all swollen up at the end.
Can you fix it?
Ordinarily, we like to treat this in stages. First and least radical being an injection of anti-inflammatory drugs into the penis.
A needle in my dick. That's the least radical thing you can do.
It is, yes. But you've progressed to the point where I don't think you'd benefit from that treatment at all. In my opinion, we need to aspirate. I need to drain the blood out of your penis.
Okay, I'll leave you to it.
Ooh. Where are you going?
Look, I will admit to sometimes having a sick curiosity about medical shit, but I ain't that fucking curious.
Tara, stay with me.
I ain't never gonna be the same after this.
You're not.
Are you ready, son?
Well, ain't you gonna put me out or something?
Oh, I don't think we can afford the time it would take to sedate you. Besides, without knowing what other substances you've taken, I don't want to risk a drug interaction. Now just lean on back there for me. There you go.
Tara?
It's going to be okay. You got to breathe, though.
All right, then. You're going to feel a stick in 3, 2...
Sam, I hate to ask, but would you mind walking me to my car tonight?
No problem. Rylene, don't hate to ask. Know what's been going on?
Well, I ain't never been with no vampire, but still, you know, you can't be too safe, you know?
Mm-hmm. Get the lights for me, would you?
Come, no one fuck me. I got a dog collar, too.
Well, Geisha, how'd you like me to rip that tape off your tits?
Hey, Gay, if the guy's a vampire, this isn't
a good kick out of my fright if I don't fuck a vampire tonight.
You able to pick up anything?
All anyone's thinking about here is sex, sex, sex.
One needn't be telepathic to pick up on that. Uh-oh.
Don't say uh-oh. Vampires are not supposed to say uh-oh.
It's Eric. He scanned you twice. He's going to summon us.
He can do that?
Oh, yeah.
Bill Compton, it has been a while.
Yes, well,
I've been mainnet streaming. I heard. I see that is going well for you.
Yes, of course, son. Sorry, Eric. This is my friend,
Suki Steckhouse.
How do you know my name?
I never forget a pretty face. You're in my vault.
Great. That's just great. It's nice to meet you.
Well, aren't you sweet?
Not really.
Well, it led you to Parkway of Exatilza.
Yovia.
Ms. Steckhouse, I understand you've been asking questions about some of my customers.
Yes, I have.
If you have anything to ask, you should ask it of me.
All righty. You recognize either one of these girls?
This one offered herself to me. I found her too pathetic for my attentions. Now this one, however, I have tasted.
I remember them both.
On account of the vault?
Never had either of them, though. They weren't really my type.
Well, thank you very much. That is all your time I need to take.
I'm not finished with you yet. Please. Sit. So, Bill, Are you quite attached to your friend?
She is mine.
Yes, I am his.
And what a pity for me.
Sit with us.
We have catching up to do, you and I. It has been too long.
Yes.
I can't handle a ring on my own. These fucking vampires.
We have to get out of here.
It's okay.
Eric, the cops are coming. There's going to be a riot.
Tell me you're not an undercover cop.
I'm not, but that man in the hat is.
Even if you're right, we do nothing illegal here.
Go ahead and do it. Open me up, Taryn. I don't care. Just make me feel something.
There's a vampire named Taryn in Blaze's room with that man you kicked before. She's feeding on him.
How do you know this?
I enjoyed meeting you, Miss Stackhouse. You will come again.
My gran's at the market, and I ain't supposed to let anyone in while she's gone.
You let her in?
Well, I know her.
Mama, let him go!
Maybe I should call Sheriff Dearborn so he can come out here.
Please,
and throw
Mama,
you in jail. Where I guarantee ain't no Cap Morton gonna be waiting for you.
This ain't over.
What are they speaking anyhow?
Cambodian.
You don't like it?
You think we can pull over for a minute? I need things to stop.
Sure.
I just need a couple minutes of quiet, and then we can go.
Well, I'm in no hurry. You take your time.
I'm sorry I've got you into any trouble tonight.
And don't apologize. We vampires are always in some kind of trouble. I'd prefer to be in it with you.
No.
Open the window and let me read the talking, okay? Hello, officer.
Evening, miss. What are you two doing out this late?
Driving home from a date.
Uh-huh. We're reading a bar not too far from here. Y'all coming from there by any chance?
No. Not us.
Mm-mm. It's called Fantasia, that ring any bells? How about you, son? You seem awful quiet. Don't you talk?
I'm a man of few words.
A man of few words. I like that. Would you shine this light here on your neck, miss? If you don't mind.
Not at all.
Why don't you ask her if you can shine it between her legs?
Excuse me.
Bill!
Vampires sometimes like to feed from the femoral artery. The blood flows more freely down there, so one doesn't have to suck as hard. Or so I've been told.
I like your gun. It's a beautiful weapon.
Thank you. May I have it?
Bill, I want you to stop this right now.
Sure. I guess.
Nice. It's heavier than I imagined. Is it loaded?
Well, yes. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Oh, you were freaking me out.
Now you listen to me, officer. I do not take kindly to you shining your light in the eyes of my female companion. And as I have more than 100 years on you, I do not take kindly to you calling me son. So the next time you pull somebody over on suspicion of being a vampire, you better pray to God that you're wrong. Because that vampire may not be as kind to you as I'm about to be. I'm not gonna kill you. But I am gonna keep your gun. Does that sound fair?
Yes.
Guess what?
Yes, sir.
There you go. You have a nice night.